Items number 13, Mountain Lion Action Plan, and I believe Andrew Norton was going to join us virtually for that. Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I'm crashing the party, and I'm going to join Andrew. How's that? I'm going to turn it over to Andrew and just provide a quick little insight from some of the public comment that was received over the last month. Again, remember, we had the Mountain Lion Action Plan in front of you at the last commission meeting. You as a commission body had some additional discussion based off comments that you heard, some other discussion, and from your discussion, what you did bring forward was the concept of amending the population objective. The action plan that was in front of you last month had that recommendation 200 to 300. Through your conversation and motion was to adjust that to 150 to 250. And by doing that, we were all in concurrence, both as a commission and department. By doing that, we should put it out there for people to comment on, hence the comments that you received over the last month and the comments brought forward to you today. So Andrew has a few things that he wants to share with you, then give you an update and background from comments over this last month, and then we'll come back and turn it back over to you as a commission for further action on the Mountain Lion Action Plan. Andrew, yours.
Good afternoon. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Great. So good afternoon, Madam Chair Risler, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton here, Wildlife Program Administrator. I will keep this brief because you have all heard from myself, Andy Lindblom, Steph Buckley, Byron Buckley back in July, and then John Canta in September, which went over this whole process. So I'll restrict my comments right now just to the public input we received over the last month and focus those in on the amendment to change that population objective from 200 to 300 down to 150 to 250. In total, we received 124 comments, 111 were from residents, 13 were from non-residents. About half of those were unrelated to the population objective based on the comments, but the ones that were relevant to the population objective amendment, there were 59, all from residents, 26 were in support of that change, and 33 were opposed. So about 44% were supportive of the change to decrease the objective, but a higher percent were opposed to that change. Coincidentally, or maybe not coincidentally, that percentage falls exactly between the two groups that Stephanie Buckley surveyed. Obviously, a lot bigger sample size, about 1,500 in each of those two groups, Black Hills residents, and then hunters responded to the survey. Again, 1,500 in each group, and for both of those groups, less than half supported the decrease in the population objective. It was a little bit lower rate, 28% supported a decrease for residents and 46% supported a decrease for hunters. So again, 44% of the comments that were received over the last month supported the decrease, 56% were opposed. And as you heard at the testimony today, certainly a polarizing subject that has differing opinions. So not an easy one to handle. And I can take any questions, but happy to turn it back over to Director Kirschman.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Commissioner Cole.
Yeah, I think, Commissioner Cole here. I think that after listening to everything, and I think we did our due diligence in what we were supposed to do, the staff did everything, and I mean, 56% of the people said no, and I think I've changed my mind enough that I'm probably not going to support this, but people spoke, and I think I heard it loud and clear, so that's my stand on it.
Thank you, Commissioner Cole. Additional comments? Commissioner Beese?
Yeah, Commissioner Beese here. I kind of echo what Commissioner Cole said, you know, after hearing a lot of people, not only just wildlife watchers, but hunters also, and then just the public in general, that I'd like to make a motion to deny this amendment and go with the department's original plan at this time.
We We have a motion from Commissioner Beast to deny the amended plan and revert the plan back to Commissioner Cole.
I'm just asking because it sounds like we're doing this wrong. Isn't the correct thing here to do, legal counsel, somebody, to just vote down what we voted in Rapid City? Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear at what we're doing.
Yeah, we're denying the amended plan. That should probably be one vote, and then the original plan comes back on the table.
Correct.
To be voted on to accept.
Yes.
I believe that's the
okay, that's, I just want to be clear. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that, Commissioner Cole. So the motion is to revert the plan back to its original state that the department brought to us.
Yeah, Madam Chair, in respect to all this, again, I want to make sure that we understand, let's distinguish between administrative rule, which requires specific vote procedures through the process that's required to create, adjust, or delete administrative rule. This in front of you is not administrative rule. This is basically a policy action plan that guides us as an agency working with you as the commission in management of Mountain Lions moving forward. So at the end of the day, honestly, the action plan in front of you, if your desire is to have that population objective 200 to 300, as what's originally talked about, I don't know that you have to go through a multitude of steps other than the fact of saying our action plan population objective is going to be 200 to 300, and that's what you vote on. I don't think you have to go through too many steps to make it too complicated for something that is not administrative rule. This is an internal policy and guiding management document that we will all use moving forward.
Thank you. So for the sake of having it on the record, we do have a motion to revert it back. We've got a second by Commissioner Bartling. Any comments or questions on that before we move forward? Comments from the commission. Commissioner Locken.
Just a quick comment. I think most of the commissioners have been kind of on both sides of this. And I've been on the commission quite a while, and I just want to make a comment that, you know, we do hear, I live in the country, raise my family in the country, and I know there's people out there that are raising their families in the country out there, and they're nervous about some of these mountain lions. And I would just appeal to the department, if we have a problem out there, be swift and take care of the problem. That's my concern. If we have a problem cat out there that somebody is really nervous about, transplant it some other place or do something, but take care of those problems. To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. 50 more or less mountain lions in the Black Hills is not the problem. It's that we have some interactions that are difficult to deal with.
Commissioner Locken, if we are contacted as an agency by somebody that has concern, we will send staff out immediately to assess, investigate, and take the appropriate action. I would just offer to you, what we don't know is what we don't know, right? And so they have to inform us. But when we do become informed, we will go look at those.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was wondering.
Commissioner Cole.
Yeah, just going back to my point of clarification again, if Commissioner Beast and who made the second?
Bartling.
If you would just change your motion to change the objective to 200 to 300, I think that's what we really need to do.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. That's absolutely fine. Commissioner Beast?
Yeah, I'll make the motion change to revert the quota back to 200 to 300 lion population.
So we have the motion. We need a second. Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. So we have that motion on the table. Just for the sake of having it on the record, any other comments or questions before we vote on this? Commissioner Whitbier.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitbier. Yeah, just a thank you to those that are involved themselves, you know, with what we're doing here. It was impressive how many interested and folks that we have out there. And it's just a good process, and when the public weighs in and shares in on that, it just feels good that we've got that communication going. So I just want to say thank you to the organizations and public. Thank you.
I would just like to echo what Commissioner Whitmire and Commissioner Cole said. We put it out there to see what the public would share with us on what they thought. They came forward. We had a 56% rating that said they did not want us to veer away from the original proposal or action plan that the department put forward. So I, too, will be voting for this amendment to revert it back for those reasons. With that, let's go ahead and vote on the amendment before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it is reverted back. So now I will look at our council. At this point, we would need to make a final motion or final action on the action plan.
Sure.
Yeah. Additional comments, questions from the commission? Yep, let's get a motion. Moved by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of the action plan before us, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is adopted.
Madam Chair, thank you for all the work on these action plans, not just the Mount Lyon plan, but all the action plans that we do. We understand that it can be challenging at times, a lot of comment, but I guess what I would offer to you is I tip my hat to you as a commission body and the willingness to go through the public comment process. I spoke to an agency person the other night, picking up my oldest son from hockey, and we were talking about the upcoming commission meeting, and he asked what kind of action items you folks are working on. And he said, seriously, you guys take comments on a plan, right? There's one thing to take comments on administrative rule and going through the process. And he goes, my goodness, how many comments do you get? And I about scared him out of his vehicle when I told him in this example today. So it can be a lot of work. It can be challenging at times. There's a lot of differences of opinion, but I think conducting the due diligence that you do as a commission and us as an agency certainly goes a long way, and it is very, very healthy and beneficial when it comes to making these decisions. So kudos to you for doing that continued process, because in these management plans, there's not a requirement to do public input. You could just say, yes, this is what we're doing, it's a done deal. So again, thank you for all the work on that. It's a long process, but a very healthy process as well.
Very good. Thank you.